rest of the story. Since the sophistication of mankind, how many have there been, millions perhaps, who have considered themselves true artists? And yet how few history has remembered as such. How comparatively little art has endured the seasons of time to be regarded as ultimately successful. Now, the art of Vincent van Gogh has endured, has succeeded in the highest sense of the term. He lived among us for 37 years. He was 27 before he decided to devote what time was left to painting and drawing, and yet art historians estimate that he produced as many as 850 paintings and as many drawings, which would place his total creative output at some 1,700 works of art. His belated decision to become an artist full-time was logically based, considering that he'd failed at everything else he'd tried. Between the ages of 16 and 27, he'd flirted with art dealing, school teaching, book selling, even preaching. Indeed, he did attend evangelical school in Brussels, subsequently became a missionary among the mine workers in Belgium. The puzzle pieces of Van Gogh's young life fell into place in 1880. That's when he actually began to study painting and drawing, an education subsidized by his brother Theo. It took Van Gogh but 5 years to live up to his own standards of artistic maturity. Theretofore, his work had been characterized by a somber mood, often clumsily expressed. Then about 1886, his genius burst into bloom. He moved to Paris. He met and worked with many of the celebrated Impressionist painters of the era. It was as though Van Gogh had discovered color. His paintings became lighter in tone and brighter in concept. He painted relentlessly. On the advice of Toulouse-Lautrec, Van Gogh traveled to the south of France, an environment that sparked many of his most dazzling canvases. The sunflowers, for example, now hanging in London's Tate Gallery. Biographers of Van Gogh focused to a great extent upon the personal tragedies of his life, which did indeed culminate in suicide. And yet, at this point, let's try to disassociate the man from his work. Incomparable artwork, a virtually uninterrupted flow of which surged ever upward into the aesthetic stratosphere, because artistically, very few in history have achieved such incredible success. During Vincent van Gogh's brief time with us, he produced some 1,700 artworks, paintings, and drawings. With the years, his self-set standards of excellence rose steadily. The scope of his creative genius broadened constantly. Today, his priceless conceptions of color and light are displayed with reverence in the world's most prestigious museums. Author Irving Stone once said, quote, "How can you spot a genius?" Well, said Stone, you cannot. The difficulty in recognizing genius is that it rarely flashes across the heavens like a meteor. End quote. Indeed, there were only a very few art lovers on planet Earth who recognized the genius of Vincent van Gogh until more than four decades after he died. And during his lifetime, this man who created some 1,700 works of art sold only one for $80 to the sister of a friend. And now you know the rest of the story.